This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Something we hear about all the time, and I don't know what goes on behind the scenes in Congress, but we hear that your colleagues, you're not popular with your colleagues. And in fact, Lindsey Graham, who, by the way, endorsed you.
Yeah, he did.
Said if you killed Ted Cruz on the floor of the Senate and the trial was in the Senate, no one would convict you. The other day, John Boehner called
you... Was that a mean tweet?
I don't know, but he called you Lucifer. Wait, why? What are you doing?
Well, you know, when you stand up to Washington, they don't like it. But I will say, as you noted, Donald Trump has an amazing ability to clarify everything. And we're seeing now Republicans coming together, unifying behind our campaign. You know, just a week ago, Lindsey Graham hosted an event for me, and I joked at the beginning. I said, listen, this is a first. This is the first event I've ever had hosted by someone who 3 weeks earlier publicly called for my murder.
That is interesting. Yeah, what you did is you kind of held out until they found someone that they liked less than you.
There you go. Listen, that's all
you have to do.
It is a powerful strategy, and compared to Donald, I am the quiet, shy, soft-spoken one.
Have you thought about bringing cookies to work one day or doing something? Because as president, you would have to get along with these people, wouldn't you?
Well, listen, but it's not a question of getting along. You know, what Washington doesn't like, I mean, people across this country are ticked off at Washington.
Yes.
And there's a reason. There's a reason you got politicians in both parties. That they make promises, they sound great when they're campaigning, and they go to Washington, and they do the exact opposite of what they said they would do. And people are frustrated with that. And in my time in the Senate, what I've tried to do is actually do what I said I would do. I promise the people of Texas, if you elect me, I'll fight with every breath in my body to stop the disaster that is Obamacare, that's killing jobs all across this country.
Is that really a disaster? Because it just doesn't feel like it is.
Well, you know...
I've not heard one story from a person I know that indicates that word disaster is a strong word to use.
It is, and I agree, it is probably not a disaster with millionaire Hollywood movie stars and rock stars. So in the circles that are coming here, it hasn't been a disaster. I'll tell you, I've spent the last couple of days...
You think these are the only people that I hang around with? Hollywood. That's not how I'll explain it all to you at some point, Ted. It's all pretend. This is not a real city behind us.
I don't follow.
You needed more than 3 months here over that summer. Well, maybe you'll spend the next 3 months here.
But, you know, I'll tell you, taking Obamacare, you know, I just spent the last several days campaigning in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Over and over again, I had people come up to me and say, you know, my health insurance premiums went up, they doubled, they tripled. I've had to cancel my health insurance because I can't afford it. You know, if you talk to small business owners, I do roundtables of small business owners over and over again, and just listen to them. It's one of the things not a lot of people in politics do, where you just bring people in and you ask, what are the challenges you're facing? I have never done one of those roundtables where at least half of the small business owners didn't list Obamacare as the single biggest challenge they're facing.
Maybe it's the shape of the table. You know, maybe next time square. And
square might make a difference. And you know, they do sometimes come in like King Arthur's knights and they set their swords down, but it works.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Kimmel. If you enjoyed the video...
Well, I'll tell you, this is, you know, Scott, I think it's... How do you go in a Jimmy Kimmel show when you know the guy, you know, he's trying to be funny and you're trying to stay on, you know, on point to deliver a message? You know, I don't know. You know, it's... you know, the things you do when you run for president and how you put yourself out there. And
I thought Cruz handled it pretty well.
I thought so, too. I think all things considered, you know, because he's sitting there, you know, getting knocked off balance a little bit by, you know, Kimmel's, you know, his perspective and his comedy and that sort of thing. So good fun anyway. But like you said, he did hold himself up fairly well, Ted Cruz, there with Jimmy Kimmel. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez live.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to be with you, and good to have you along with us. 3 hours every day now, 9 to noon Eastern time. Let's try 6 in the morning to 9 in the morning Pacific time, considering that these days I find myself on the West Coast here visiting some family, catching up on some West Coast business as well, so making the most of it. And, of course, also dealing with some tax issues, just like everybody else, and it is the season. And it's proving to be an interesting time for many families due to the Affordable Care Act, threats of tax identity theft fraud, and a fast approaching April 18th filing deadline. Did I have to remind you of that? Yes. You know, we always like to talk about how many shopping days we have, you know, over the Christmas holidays. But now we get to talk about, you know, the countdown to the April 18th filing deadline. Now, joining us live to offer helpful last minute tax advice to beat the deadline is the director of Block Advisors, Meg Sutton. Meg Sutton, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Bill.
Hey, good to have you along with us. Well, you know, here it is, April 18th. And, you know, all the time we always think in terms of the traditional April 15th, but this year it's the April 18th is the filing deadline, right?
It is. It is. There's a little known holiday in Washington, D.C. that falls this year on the tax filing deadline. So they have extended it through April 18th.
Well, we get a little bit of a break here, so that's always good to know. Now, what if you don't have the cash, you know, to pay by the 18th? What do you do?
So what you can do is that the IRS will work with you, and you can file a short-term extension to pay. You can work on an installment agreement or even pay by credit card.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I mean, I can say that with all the, you know, controversy the IRS has gotten itself into this last year, you know, they seem to have wanted at least change in attitude in terms of working with taxpayers, right?
There are lots of options that you can use. But either way, just keep in mind that you must file something by April 18th. So whether you choose to go on an extension or you choose to file your return, you must file by the 18th in order to avoid penalties.
Exactly. Well, and dealing with the extension, you know, for some people that, you know, they're pretty good about getting, you know, getting their taxes in on time. And but there's still some, you know, some Americans where an extension could make sense. What kind of requirement do they have to consider before filing for an extension?
So just remember that an extension to file is not an extension to pay. So you still need to estimate your taxes and then pay at least 90% by April 18th. And that's going to buy you time until the deadline of October the 17th.
Exactly. Well, you get that extra time so you can look a little bit closer and hopefully avoid some of the, you know, costly, you know, tax mistakes that Americans make. What are the most costly tax mistakes that we make?
So right now, and especially around this time of year where we see people rushing to complete their return, or just doing what they did last year. So they don't account for the major life event changes that have happened in the past year. Things like getting married, having a baby, retiring, or starting a business all will impact your tax return.
Yeah, if you forget that you got married, that could be a problem.
That could be a problem on a lot of different levels.
women don't forget that, but men do, and then we get in trouble, and then we mess up our taxes on top of it, so it's lose-lose all the way around, right?
Absolutely.
Note to self, do not forget you got married, do not forget that you had a child, okay? That little noise package that you got running around the house there, you know, that you've been so blessed with. That's good news, and it's a good tax deduction, right?
Yes, absolutely. It is.
Well, are there ways for those that did not get health coverage this year to avoid the steep penalties?
The penalty is steep, and it's nearly doubled this last year. Mm-hmm. So to avoid that penalty, there are 30 exemptions that can be applied to the penalty, some on your tax return and some are applied through the marketplace. But working with your tax advisor to see if you qualify for one of those is going to be really important.
So we do have some options. I know early on when it was, I think the penalty was $100. I'm not sure. What has it grown to this year?
So it's $395 this year, or okay. 2% of your income, whichever is greater. So
of
it is
course.
Growing on an annual basis.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure that either you have had insurance or you look at all your options.
But you don't necessarily have to just fold over on this, that there are some, you know, potential exemptions waiting there for you as well that you need to be aware of, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, where can our audience go for more information, Meg?
So we do have select Block Advisors and H&R Block offices open extended hours through the filing deadline. You can also visit us at hrblock.com or blockadvisors.com for more information.
Well, there's no need to leave, you know, tax dollars on the table. You know, you don't have to do anything illegal. Conversely, you don't have to give the government any more than you have to either. There's some smart ways, and H&R Block, can keep you out of trouble and give you the good advice that you need. Meg, I really appreciate you, you know, stopping in and, you know, give us some hints here for this tax season, because sometimes it's so overwhelming. You know, we've been hearing, you know, with the political campaigns that we need to reform the tax code, and there's no question. I mean, the thousands and thousands of pages, if I was in your job, my brain would be constantly bruised just dealing with all the pages of regulation and tax code.
There is a lot of tax code, and optimizing that tax code for every single American is what we specialize in. So make sure to get in with one of our advisors today.
Yeah, and you guys know, you know where to save, you know what to look out for. The network of advisors, they're exchanging information and constantly keeping themselves, you know, educated and updated as to what can happen. So, you know, that's the advantage of dealing with H&R Block, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's your unique situation. Seems complicated to you, but we've seen it before.
Well, again, remind everybody where they can go for more information, Meg.
So come into one of our offices or visit us at hrblock.com or blockadvisors.com for more information.
Well, Meg Sutton with H&R Block has been with us. Meg, thank you so much for dropping in. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
take care. Have a great day. Well, a lot to still talk about. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to be visiting with Phil Hotzenpiller. He and his wife are co-founders of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills. And he's going to give us a little preview of a book that he is writing called The Problem of Lawlessness. You know, you consider what we're faced with here in America today, and lawlessness is running rampant, no doubt about it. And it is amazing, not only what is happening here domestically, these threats are no longer existential. I mean, and they're not, you know, just beyond the border. You know, they're here amongst us. And Phil's got some interesting insight, you know, for us to be on guard for. Not only insight to, you know, protect us, but some insight as to, you know, what we can be praying about, too, because Phil is also the senior pastor, as I mentioned, of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills. So our next guest, Phil Hotzenpiller, will be coming up in just a few moments. So stay with us, America. It's 14 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-second walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-second walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school. The teachers that taught me weren't cool. They're holding me down, turning me around.
Join us online
at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether you join us online or in, you know, 270 markets or around the world via WWCR or via shortwave, you know, thank you for joining us. This is Bill Martinez Live, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Let me read this to you because this is something that has kind of crept over America as we look out and we start seeing, you know, what is going on. And our next guest talks about it in terms of lawlessness and how it is pervading our culture. It's no longer an existential threat. It's right here amongst us. You know, think about, you know, the definition of lawless. It's contrary to or without regard for the law. It means being without law, uncontrolled by a law, unbridled, unruly, and unrestrained. And some would say, hey, so what's the big whoop? You know, Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller from Influence Church of Anaheim Hills. So what's the big whoop about lawlessness, you know?
Well, Bill, it's so good to be with you today and talk about one of the most relevant subjects I think we have in our society and our culture, and it is pervasive, and it it really has a long reach on it in terms of our history. A lot of people think about the good old days when there were very few, you know, acts of lawlessness, or that it wasn't, it was confined or constrained, or at least it was not in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And yet, it's been with us always. It actually reaches back to the book of Genesis. We see it, of course, in the fall of man with Adam and Eve, but, where it really, really begins to take root is in Genesis 10. Mm-hmm. And Bill, there's where we encounter a man by the name of Nimrod, and Nimrod becomes the, really the first human king who rules over a kingdom and establishes a tower called Babel. And that kingdom he establishes is the kingdom of Babylon. And there's where we begin with this spirit of lawlessness that we'll talk more about in this broadcast today.
Well, you know, in terms of lawlessness, I mean, the reason we have the law is that we understand, so we know that we're breaking them. If there's no definition of the law, you can do as you darn well please, right?
That's right, and I think that a lot of people assume if we just get enough police, enough penitentiaries, we get the right education, we get all these things in place, that we will have, you know, a society that is, you know, functions with peace and apart from law. But there's two things that are operating. One is obviously the, you know, just the very nature of man who wants to break the law. I mean, let me just give an example to all your listeners. If you're driving down the road and the speed limit says 65, how fast do you go? You probably go 68 to 70 because in your mind you justify, I won't get a ticket for a small, you know, incursion into that speed limit. But if I go beyond that, I'm probably going to. So we operate because of our nature with a bit of lawlessness about us. Mm-hmm. And that's just a reminder that we are, you know, that we're not perfect, that we have faults. So that's one dimension of this thing about lawlessness. But the second dimension, which is even more powerful, is the spirit of lawlessness, which reaches back, according to the biblical text, into the heart of man and the heart of the enemy, Satan, mm-hmm. who began the spirit of lawlessness. And the Bible says one day will manifest itself with a man of lawlessness. So I want listeners to kind of understand there's two dimensions of this. One is the spirit of lawlessness, and the second is the nature of man that wants to break the law.
Yeah, exactly. And you've got the, you know, with those two tensions in mind, you know, it allows the slow creep into that, you know, that spirit of lawlessness. You know, as you say, you know, in our very nature, you know, you're pretty generous here in California. You say, okay, if the speed limit's 65, I can probably push it up to 70. You know, I'm spending a lot of time in the East Coast in Florida, and everything is like 10 miles. So if it's, and everything there is 70. So 70, that means you can go 80. You know, and that's a given. And you got to go 80. The reason you have to go 80 in Florida is so that you stay out of the way.
Yeah, that's good.
You know what I'm saying?
And to use that analogy, Bill, I mean, is that part of the reason why we feel okay and we can justify other dimensions of our life, because society as a whole has experienced a certain sense of degradation and dismissal of God's standards. Therefore, you know, I'm not as bad as somebody else, or I can justify, you know, my life. And I think we see it in, just think about what the last 6 months has held in terms of lawlessness. I mean, with Paris, Brussels, San Bernardino, we saw it in Yemen just recently with this priest. We saw it in Pakistan. We saw it in an Iraqi, you know, soccer stadium. We don't have to look far to find big acts of lawlessness as well as small ones.
Exactly. Well, as you say, you know, going back to I want to unfold the small ones here, because that makes way into the bigger ones. And sometimes what happens is we don't realize how the small creep takes place, that we use that comparative sense of lawlessness. You know, I'm not as bad as, I'm only doing 70 miles. Look at that guy, he's doing 80, 85. But you're no different than the person doing 80, 80, 85. You're still breaking the law. But we accommodate that, and we begin to, as the Apostle Paul would say, we sear our conscience or make way and give place to being a lawbreaker. And though we say, God has instituted the laws, but he also says they're imprinted in us. We have a conscience that says, hey, look, I know I shouldn't be doing 80 miles an hour, right? But we choose not to listen to that still small voice, or however you want to refer to it, or God's imprinted law on our hearts. We ignore that, and then you ignore it long enough, and then next thing you know, you're making way into that spirit of lawlessness, which takes us into something a lot more complicated and much more devastating.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Bill. And, I always say that the great test is peace. What is really going on the inside? If you feel like you're pushing something, you're making something happen in any area of your life, and you're thwarting the peace that naturally is given to you by God via your conscience, via his spirit, then, it's a good warning sign that, this is a yellow light. And yellow lights don't mean you go faster. They mean you stop. Mm. And a lot of people have recalibrated their mind to say, well, a yellow light, if I can just hurry up and get through it. But really, if I stop and say yellow light means stop, it really does. It means prepare to stop. You're moving into a danger zone. The yellow lights are sometimes more valuable than the red lights, because we see a red light. We know what that means. So in the context of law, we say, well, that's clearly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But when we justify, when, as Isaiah says, when evil becomes good and good becomes evil, then we know we've really found ourselves in a bad situation, that we have to look seriously into our heart and into the word of God and the rule of law that God has established in his kingdom and his universe.
Right. Well, Phil, in the second chapter, and I want to unfold this more because we're going to go to break here in about 60 seconds, and you've touched on this a little bit, and that has to do with the evil in all of us. Today's contemporary thought says, man is not evil, that we're generally good, and is in quite contradiction to the understanding that we have biblically. And that is, as you stated early on, is that prevailing evil is in existence, and we deal with it in a minor way that can lead to that, the opening to the spirit of lawlessness. But, I want to unfold that a little bit more when we come back after the break. It's chapter 2 of your problem with lawlessness, and which has to do with the evil in all of us. Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller is with us. We've got more from Pastor Phil on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez Live.
The Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I want to live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez.
Can't push back the mountain, can't stand on the way. I can see through the darkness, I'll hold up a flame.
Program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And our visits and conversation continues on lawlessness with Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller. Phil, before we talk about, and I want you to unfold, you know, the issue of evil. It was interesting, you know, yesterday we had a conversation with Jody Magnus. And she's involved with Morgan Freeman, the story of God that they're doing on Nat Geo. It's a series that's going to start, I think it's coming up Sunday at 9 o'clock. And they address evil. You know, what is the root of evil? How has our idea of it evolved over the millennia? Is the devil real? The birth of religion may be inextricably tied to the need to control evil. And I think it's quite fascinating what they've done with the National Geographic Channel here, is it's almost like an apologetics, you know, perspective on this, but it broadens it because it's not just, you know, from a Christian worldview. I mean, they're talking to different religions around the world on their perspectives of, you know, these questions, these apologetic questions that most of humanity deals with in the story of God, creation, who is God, evil, miracles, and on and on. So quite fascinating stuff there that's going to be coming up on Nat Geo. But anyway, back to the evil in all of us, Pastor Phil. Unfold that, if you would, for us.
Well, just one comment on you know, this upcoming show. Everyone wants an explanation apart from spiritual to explain why people do bad things. Mm-hmm. And I think that this show, though I haven't seen the preview and really haven't been privy to it, undoubtedly tries to address why is it that people can do bad things, and they can be in good environments or bad environments. It doesn't really matter. They can be raised in good families or not in good families. And I want to illustrate that with a story from history. If we kind of reach back into the time of the Holocaust, there was one of the henchmen of Adolf Hitler, a man by the name of Eichmann. Mm. And Eichmann at the Nuremberg trial many people testified against Eichmann there. But one interesting one was a man that 22 years later was interviewed by a news commentator by the name of Mike Wallace. And Mike Wallace brought him in, and he showed him the film that they took from the Nuremberg trials when Dismesute, who was to testify against him because he was a camp prisoner there, when he walked by Eichmann, he fainted. And Mike Wallace dove into that a bit, and he said, "What was it that made you faint? Was it the memory of the horrid experience you had?" And he kind of went through all these things, and Desmesnik said something very interesting. He said, "When I saw him, I realized he was just a man like me, not the godlike figure that I had imagined while I was in the camp. Mm. And when I realized he was a man just like me, it hit me that I was capable of doing exactly what he did as a human being." And Mike Wallace was taken back a bit by that, and he closed the program with these words. He said, "Eichmann is in all of us." And what Wallace was describing there was the sin nature, the evil that can grow exponentially if not put in check in every human being. Because while we could say we wouldn't do that, we can say, "Well, maybe I would do that." But what happens in what Jesus said, "If the light within you becomes darkness, how great indeed is that darkness?"
Exactly.
So I think this illustrates a bit this principle of our imperfection and our propensity toward evil.
You know, along that line, Phil, you know, in this country today, we've got 7 out of 10 people saying we're on the wrong track. I say, good observation. Okay, what does the right track look like? They see what's happening with abortions. Of course, you know, we've got a recent conversation and opening of the conversation again because of what Donald Trump had to share. Maybe a bit unartfully, but look at the discussion. We're still talking about the issue of abortion and what to do about it. I mean, because here it is. Something that we've accommodated, and I know some people, you know, when you talk about abortion as being evil, you know, immediately their back is going to stiffen up, and they go, "Oh, there you go, these Christians, these fanatics, these right-wingers, you know, talking about this." But, you know, when you break down the numbers and you get people to listen to what abortion is translated to, it's quite shocking that we've gotten there, and Eichmann was only responsible for killing a partial fraction of the millions of people that we've killed here in the United States, all for the sake, basically, you know, more than anything else, because of convenience. Because if you go back when Roe v. Wade was passed, it was for that exception. It was, you know, what happens in the case of a mother's, life and incest and these issues. It was a minor exception that today only represents, I'd say, 1.5, maybe 1.8% of the abortions. So over 98% of the abortions today are the result of convenience. I mean, it's their way of, birth control. It's like, "Oh, wrong guy. I got hooked up with the wrong guy. made a mistake here, so we're going to we're going to abort the child, or hey doc, I really wanted a daughter this time, and you're telling me I'm having a boy. We're getting rid of this thing, and of course then it gets further complicated when you have the abortionist now look at it as it's nothing, it's not life, it's inconsequential. So what does it matter to you anyway? So I can sell the baby parts, and then we're so messed up in our thinking that now we want to arrest the guy who brings it to light, right? It's like, how messed up and how evil are we?
Well, and I've been on this, let's call it the pro-life bandwagon, since day one. But I found that oftentimes in trying to argue the point with those who have that other perspective, I don't get very far until I ask a different question. I think Jesus was the master of asking the question instead of answering the answer. Mm. And one of the things that I tend to ask people, I said, well, let's imagine what we've lost or what we've possibly lost in abortion. Suppose that one of the aborted children was the one that God had destined to cure cancer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You see, we don't know what we've really lost. I look at it, it is murder, it is wrong in every sense of the way, but also we've given up valuable resources of people and their contribution, because if people believe that what the Bible says is true, that God, we're creating his image, then when we destroy part of the image, that is within humanity, we destroy part of the benefit that goes along with the image.
Mm-hmm.
We all can, recount great scientists or great architects or great pioneers in the world of social justice. But think about what we've lost. Is part of what we're suffering today not just a judgment? It could be a judgment of God on us, but it could be worse than that. It could be God allowing us to go our own way, and therefore the consequences of those decisions prevent us from having a better, healthier life, a more prosperous life. And I just always look at the positive side of what we lost.
Exactly.
We lost people who contributed to society, who paid taxes, who were great inventors and artists and contributors and social justice people that we can't even imagine.
Exactly. Well, economists say, Phil, that we lost a generation of a labor force, to your point along that same line. We've got more from Pastor Phil Hotzenfiller on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 19 before the top of the hour.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10, 2, and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuzena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuzena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuzena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. This is Bill Martinez. Our conversation with Phil Hotzenpiller, the senior pastor of Influence Church of Anaheim Hills, California. We're talking about lawlessness and its spread. You know, Phil, I want to talk about the spread of lawlessness in America. You know, we talked about what happened in Belgium and Paris and that sort of thing, San Bernardino, California. But lawlessness, and dare I say, the spirit of lawlessness seems to be unleashed here in America. And some of us, as Jesus, you know, warned us, you know, throughout his ministry, you know, you got to have eyes to see this. And some of us are seeing it, and like watchmen on the wall, we're trying to warn people that this spirit of lawlessness is being unleashed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is, and it is in one sense it is because we have made bad decisions as a nation or as individuals, and on the other hand, it is because of the spirit of the time we live in. There is a prophetic dimension to this as well that Scripture gives us. Jesus told us about, you know, a coming age in which there would be a man of lawlessness that would be basically given permission to direct mankind in alleged peace. And so I think we're living in prophetic times. I think we're also living in bad choices. If I leave my back door open and I live in a neighborhood that's high crime, I've increased my chances that I will experience a burglary.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we've done in America is we've opened some back doors and we have increased the likelihood of burglary or worse. And that's the time we're living in. And unfortunately, you know, decisions that are being made from governmental levels are not doing well to protect the back door. It's almost ignoring the back door because we love the front door so much and we've got a new wreath on it and it looks so not wonderful. And you know, the wreath is beautiful, but it doesn't do anything to the back door.
Exactly. Well, and this is the thing that's very confusing, as you say, regarding, you know, our leadership of our country. And we know that, you know, so much, it is just hugely significant, the leaders that we have. And here we are heading into a presidential election. You know, we're getting into a lot of banter, and I think we miss what is most important by getting caught up in the minutiae here. It's almost like we're in a bucket of gum. And you express clearly that, you know, it's if the walls, like the days of Nehemiah, you know, coming back to Jerusalem and seeing that the walls have been broken and burnt down, and we're just wide open. I mean, you know, you look to the south immediately when you talk about the walls. Everybody wants to look to Mexico and look to the south. But, you know, the walls all around this country, you know, even to the north, you know, via Hawaii, some information that we've been receiving there. We're a sieve right now. And, so the back doors are open, the front doors are open. And you know, some people of reason are saying, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. Why do you let so many people come in when your security forces and your security people, whose job it is, the experts say to us that, hey, there's no way we can bet all. We don't know what kind of people we're bringing into this country.
Yeah, and you know, we have this term urban, which we understand means, you know, city. And then we have this other term called suburban. And so if we get in our suburbs or our suburban areas, we're less touched by what happens. And then we can make our suburban areas more secure by living in gated areas. And then we put alarms on there. And most people aren't super affected or bothered by it until it literally moves into their world. And that's why I say people of suburbia are typically the least informed about what's really happening in society. If you live in urban areas, you're fully aware of kind of the dangers that you live in. We lived in the New York area during 9/11. We were in a plane flying past the Twin Towers and when the first plane hit. So we saw the flames coming out of the first tower.
Oh, wow.
That attack was an attack that took place in an urban area. It didn't take place in a suburban area.
Exactly.
If that same attack would happen in, you know, a nice neighborhood, there would be an outcry from that association and those people that why can't you protect us? So I think we're living a little bit of a sheltered life in America, but that is running. We're running out of time on that one. That fuse is burning.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Bible's clear, and you know, not necessarily to over spiritualize it, but it's what forms my worldview. And so, forgive me, you know, and I say this to the audience, but again, this is what I anchor with, and I go, and it just comes to my heart, and I can't help but say, you know, clearly the Bible says, you know, a people without vision will perish, and that perishing aspect demonstrates what we're talking about in terms of lawlessness. It says, in one version, it says, cast off restraint. And I've always seen this. When I first understood this, I always saw it as like, you know, like these hot air balloons that gets punctured and it loses its anchoring. And so it just kind of goes all over the place. And that's what I see America, you know, today as being, that hot air balloon that's been punctured. And it's just expending all this energy going willy-nilly, pell-mell, and kind of aimless about. And we wonder why we're expending so many resources, people, you know, and on, and we're just not the America that we grew up with.
Yeah, and I like to think of the word, you know, that scripture, it's a great one, without a vision the people perish. I like to think about the word perish a little bit differently. I think about how, you know, my wife will buy fruit and she'll put it on our countertop, and if we don't eat it quick enough, it perishes.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't happen immediately. I look at a banana and it's nice and yellow and fresh, maybe even green at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And give it a few days, it gets a little brown tones to it. And before long, it's moved beyond the point of consumption.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what happens is we're literally watching, let's call it the decaying or the perishing of America. It's happening right before your eyes. And there comes a point, I believe, a tipping point of no return. You can't regather, you know, all that you had before. You can only try to live with what you have. And so I think it's a clarion call to look at what's happening in the perishing of America and say it's time for a change. It's time for us to pray, to get involved in community, and the politics and really study these things and be well informed and highly involved in our world.
Well, Phil, I like what you say, because I sense that's what's happening around America today, and that is that we're accepting less than, you know, and right. We're just trying to hold on to what we have.
Yeah. 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 And if, you know, like I say, if I'm comfortable, I don't worry too much. And if I can afford high gas prices, I don't mind. It's when I can't afford them that then it becomes a problem.
Exactly.
If my neighborhood's safe, it's not a problem. You know, if I have a job, it's not a problem. And yet we've got a huge number of people that are out of the workforce, and we have an aging population that is carrying a bulk of that tax burden that's going to be gone in the next 20 years in terms of high capacity, you know, taxation. So I think we are living in some very interesting times, but it's not hopeless. We can rise up. We can be the nation we were. We can be the nation that God wants us to be.
Well, and that's the thing. And in terms of your book, in section 3 of your book, you talk about the solution for lawlessness. And that's really what we have to come to. I know last week you talked about, America's instinct to look to a man. I mean, here we are, we're in the election cycle, and we're looking to a man or a woman, to be the answer. But within our humanity, we're so limited. Why would we not want to go to the one who created all this, whose purposes are being realized, whether we want to acknowledge it or not?
Right. Well, there is that resistance. You know, there is within all of us a sense of which I think it will be okay. I think we'll make it. Or even worse, that, you know, I control my destiny versus somebody else. And deep down, I think everyone knows there's something wrong with that, you know, that approach and that perspective. But resistance and pride and different things, they step in. We have to humble ourselves and seek His face and acknowledge His presence and reestablish the rule of law as America was built on, as a really the great American experiment, as it's called, and become that city on a hill that the Puritans referred to, that, you know, not only did Kennedy refer to it, Ronald Reagan really was a strong proponent of us being a city on the hill for all peoples.
Well, the Bible says, Phil, as you know, when things are right, this is when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. And what that means, you know, when things are right, when they make sense, when, you know, we're not in that phase of existence, as you had mentioned earlier, that we're calling evil good and good evil, sweet sour, sour sweet. You know, everything's upside down right now. And we know instinctively it's out of order. And the people aren't rejoicing. We're not having a good time. We all feel threatened and scared. And for those of us that hold on to our hope, we're okay. But even then, we can't just sit there and say, well, I've got my hope, you don't have yours, I'm not going to worry about it, right? Because that's not the way God operates.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Bill. Exactly right.
Well,
I think that we've probably done about as much as we can do to this subject for one day. What do you think, Bill?
Well, I think so, but we've got to get people, you know, thinking and talking about this, Phil, because these are the things that need to be articulated. They're sensing it. They just don't know how to express it. And I appreciate you coming on, because you're bringing, you know, words and understanding to these emotions and feelings that we have. As you say, instinctively, we know it just doesn't, it's just, there's something wrong about it. But we need to further the discussion so that we can get on course and be in sync with what God has in plan and purpose for us. Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, senior pastor of Influence Church of Anaheim Hills, California. Thank you, Pastor Phil. This is Bill Martinez. It's a wrap for us. We'll see you tomorrow.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490 3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.